Que os erros nos passavam em Murray, aquilo que sou Pilchas, os erros nos daria o Shane, vai ser o Shu Falk. Okay, we're now beginning Bez Hashem packet 3. Binyan Nikar HaIsr. So, we know that the Rav Schacht always says the definition of a Taruvis is Rov Heter, Miyat Isser. And the Isser is Einu Nikar. Because if the Isser is Nikar, so then just take it out. As, say you have a bowl of raisin bran. And say the raisins are treif for some reason. So you can't say, well, there's more bran than raisin, so it's bottle. You don't say that. Even if there would be 60 times the amount of bran than the raisins to be bottled, because it's nikkar issim. You could see the raisins, just take them out. So therefore, whenever you could see the davar issir, then you're chuyiv to remove the davar issir, and therefore it's not bottled. Because all the cases that we've given with the McDonald's and the McDavid's is that the theoretical situation was that the meats looked alike. If they don't, then the whole thing is then not a taruvus. It has to look exactly the same. So this way you don't. So therefore, the miut is einu nikar. The miut shel iser is einu nikar, and then you have the din of bittul. And the pashtus is, if it's nikar, then it's not a tarovus already midoraisa, the pashtus. Because again, just remove it. It's not nikar. That's not a taruvus. Nothing to talk about. Bittul doesn't set in. Chora. Not everyone agrees to that, but what we call, like Rebbe always says, conventional wisdom. Now, what if you have a way of making it nikkur? Say the way it is now. It doesn't, the Easter is not noticeable. But if you would say put water into the Tarovis, then the Easter say would float to the top. So are you mechuyev to do that or not?
I would only be a support. It's too much.
So this is where is the what's the source of this halacha? Well, Efsha Lavara is okay. So the original source is the Ramah, B'shem the Mordechai, B'shem the Rokeach. So if you really want to see this halacha in its totality, so you have to go to the Mordechai. And then go to the Rokeach. And if you don't do that, then you're not going to see what if you only read the Ramah, you'll get some of the story. You read the Mordechai, you'll get some of the story. And you read the Rokeach, you'll get. We'll see. We'll see. Says the Mordechai, who will save Rokeachos and Kadevish and Vashlam Batavshil, so you have a Kedera. And it has a tafshil, and it's by the fire, and it's boiling. Vashels, v'nishpach aleha cholav ochelav, cholav milk or fat. Either way,
I think it's chelav.
Either way, it doesn't matter. Either way, it'll be. It says cholav ochelav. If you look inside, do you have it inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should look inside. Cholov o chelov, mi bachus. Yishpoch hatav shal b'tam choy b'kdeir acheres, umutra lecho l'kdeir asur lolo. Aval im nofo l'socha chelov, yishpoch mayim tzonunim l'socha, v'yasir chol ashumen hatzaf ha'ashar mutra. So he says, so what you should do is you should take cold water, and the cold water will cause the fat to rise to the top, and then you can remove it. So if you don't do that, it's not going to be noticeable. If you don't do that, it's not going to be noticeable. If you do that, then you'll make it noticeable. And once it's noticeable, then it's not a taruvus. It's not nikar. It is nikar, rather. So
I mean, what if it's noticeable with the taste?
Oh, if it's noticeable with the taste, that's right. So, well, if it's mimim shein amino and you don't have shishim, so then it's not going to be batel. And what you're saying, Avram, is the concept by mimim shein amino that you need shishim. And if you don't have shishim, it's not batel. That's the din of tam ke'ikar, that we aser the tam alone. So the Rashba writes, and I wasn't going to say this, but since you mentioned it, the Rashba writes that tam ke'ikar is a form of nikra iser. That's the chiddush of the Rashba. That if something has the taste, so then we view that as it's nikra. Tam ki ikar is nikar ha iser.
And Rabbi, so that's how
the Rashba says. There's much more to say about that, Rashba, but just since you mentioned it, that if you have, say, treif orange juice in a vat of milk and there's no shishim, so you're going to be able to taste the orange juice. So that's called nikar. And therefore, that's why it's not bottle. That's how he explains Tam Ke'ikar is a form of Nikar Isra. Yeah, obviously, Jay, you want to say something?
In terms of the Rashba, when he says that if it's not, so Tam is considered Nikar, is that, you saying that Shishim is the parameter for it being halakhically Nikar, or like?
Well, once it's Shishim, then you're not going to be able to taste it anymore.
Right.
But if it's only 50 to 1, then you'll still be able to taste it. So he wants to say the Geder HaIsser is that it's that the Tam is Nikar. He wants to say that's a form of Nikar Isser. Now, why? What's the Chiddush that you say it, that it's just Tam is Usser, you say it's a form of Nikar? So that we'll have to see in future Shiurim.
I guess Kfela can tie into that at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this is the famous Mordechai. It's famous because people know the Ramah, but most people never looked up the Mordechai. And if they looked it up, they certainly didn't look up the Rukeach, what the Mordechai is based on. And we'll see why it's important to see the whole. You see, today we have this ability of the Shulchan Aruch. We have the Shulchan Aruch that tell you where everything is. You can trace everything back. And you have that ability, so you should do it. And this way you'll get the correct shot. And a lot of times there were a lot of things written. And, good, interesting Torahs, but if you'll have the ability to look it up, you'll see some of the things are not shot. They might be, have their own validity in terms of a svara, but if you want to say what's pshat in this particular source, the best way of knowing what pshat is to trace it back. And that's why there were big gedolim who just didn't have, in Europe and in all the places, they didn't have the svara that it was a chiddush that Chafetz Chaim had, Sfarim that others didn't have. That's why he was able to write the Mishnah Berurah, as Rabbi Mandelman likes to point out. Rav Miller likes to point out that the Chafetz Chaim used to use the Strashon Library in Vilna. So that was a library in Vilna from the Rashash's family, the Strashon Library in Vilna. And Dr. Lyman told me the Strashon Library was open on Shabbos even. Because it was like a place that had svarim, you could sit down, they didn't violate any malacha. It was, recently somebody wrote a whole book about where are the svarim of the Strashon Library today. There's a whole, it's in the library, in our library. We have a book written by some Israel, a whole discussion. So Rabbi Melamel told me that a lot of the svarim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that most of you don't even have in your library, like who owns how many of you own a Yeshua Yaakov? How many of you own a Marmor Mordechai? How many own, right? And it's so easy to get svarim today, but he was able to get those svarim and write the Mishnah Berurah based on that. As Rav Shachter claims that before that no one looked at those farms, so then they just passed based on the Magen Avraham. That was the Posek Achron. Some people still do that. And Mishnah Berurah, as Rav Shachter pointed out, he got other Achronim involved, and then sometimes Machriya like those Achronim, etc. Okay, but. So that's the Mordechai. So let's see. He's calling the Rokeach. So let's see what the Rokeach says. So on page 2, it's the Sefer HaSufos from Rabbi Eliyahu. It's not even the Rokeach Sefer. In other words, I was looking in the Rokeach. I couldn't find the Rokeach. Till one of the sources says to look at the Sefer HaSufos. Because the Sefer HaSufos is a Talmud of the Rokeach. There's a separate Sefer called the Rokeach, but if you look there, you're not going to find it. Maybe in the new Torah they point this out. So we'll look what he writes. Chelev shenafal b'kedera v'nimoach misharlinu b'shishim. So if you have chelev fat that fell into, say, a chulim pot, and it melted, in the chulim pot, misharinu lebishishim. So we see if the bishishim connected the chaylev it's mutter. Mitnei is arev, sheish advarev. Umiyu yesh anchei maise shenosnim mayim karim b'kdeira nekarish hachaylev ulahasiro. So there are people that will put cold water in the chulim pot that had the chaylev that fell in, and it'll harden, and this way they'll be able to find the melted piece. It will now, harden up, and then you'll be able to take it right out. And that's the source of the Mordechai, is this Rokeach, which is in the Sefer HaSufos, a Talmud of the Rokeach. Rokeach was a blazer maker, me for Miza.
So
that's the first case about when it falls on the pot. That we're not really going to talk about that now because that's a separate sugya on its own.
But the case we're talking about
is it falls in the pot and it's batel, but you have a way. If it's batel, then the pot is still kosher. The food's even kosher. Right. So what do you see from the Sefer HaSufos?
He says that issues.
What do you see from the Sefer HaSufos?
Well, he only says
Anshe Maisa. Oh, right. Anshe Maisa means it's mashu, it's like a hider. It's a minichasid. Right. Right. So, which is interesting, because I would think if there's such a halacha, that if you can make something niker, then you're mechuyev to make it niker. So why is it only the Anshe Maisa? It should be everyone should be doing this. It should be a chiyev. Why is it only a chumrah? So let's look in the and the Issur v'Heter quotes on page 3. It's also not such a lashon of.
Is it a mitzvah kumis? Is there a chiyuv, or is like a?
It's like the same words of the anshei maisa.
Right.
And so the Ramah, we finally see the Ramah inside on page 5. Nafal, he does you the favor here, putting the kudus in. In Yerideya, there's always a kolav and chalav, very often mistaken for each other. So you have to read it correctly. So sometimes they'll put in, they'll do you a favor and make sure you don't make the mistake. She says, chol isser, look in the Ramah. Chol isser shemavad lebashishim in makiru tzorach lasiru misham avu gav dekvar nizbatel tamu vashishim v'chein im nofol chelev l'toch hatavshil nizbatel tamu vashishim tzorach litin shamayim tzonenu v'teva hachelev l'hakvi v'lotzup l'malo alamayim v'yasirenu misham v'miachet te'efshar lasiru avikilu makiru So what's the key word in this Ramah?
Tzarech.
Tzarech. Right. So tzarech is a big question. What does the word tzarech mean in Halacha? You know,
according to Rav Avadi, it's lechatchila. He told us that last week.
Right. There's in Hilchos Nida, there's a whole discussion about lice in the hair. Somebody has lice in the hair, whether they're mechuyev to take out the lice. Or do we say lice is okay? Lice is not a chatzitza. Lice is it's good. You know, one of my friend's wives, she has a job in the mountains. She goes to the camps. My friend Rav Yaakov Lustig, his wife, she has a job. She goes to different camps and she checks the campers for lice. It's a good job checking people for lice. So that's because they want to just, you know, for the camp. But in Hilchos Nida, it's a whole discussion. There's a lice and chatzitza. So Rav Mari has a whole tshuva about that. And one of the words that's used there is tzarech. And everybody has a whole tshuva discussing that tzarech. You can look in the Or Yitzchak in Hilchos Nida, that tshuva appears, where he writes that he thinks the pashut pshat tzarech is that it's, you know, it's a good thing, not necessarily a chiyuv. And it works in well with this. If you look in the Sefer HaSufas and this, you'll see. Now this Ramah made it big time. Why didn't make it big time? Because when people were interested in answering the water in New York with the bugs, so and they said you need to filter, so they made it into the Kolkori science. He said, of course, if you can remove it, then you have to remove it, because that's this din of the Ramah. So that's the question. Is that a real chiyuv? In other words, most probably the people who wrote the signs didn't look up the Mordechai. You know, so that's the first thing. You know, what was said at the Levaya for Rabbi Tendler? What was said? You have to do your homework. That was always something I heard him say that, you know, when he would critique somebody for something. A lot of times you say, you know, he didn't do his homework to check it, you know, check the Matzias or check the source, etc. So Bashis is that there's a difference between something that's, you know, one distinction one could make is how easy it is to do it. In other words, if you have to go to a lab, then you'd have to get, you know, the isotopes, to, you know, a whole, you know, whole schlep and a whole thing. But the question is, if it's something that's kal, the kal yochol to do it, then maybe that is a requirement. Here it seems that it's not so hard, but maybe even if it's not so hard, you're not. So it could be that meikir halacha is right now, basher husham, you can't see it. It's bottle. This idea that you if you mamish could see it, of course, take it out, nikr. But maybe to make something that's einu nikr, to make it nikr, maybe that's just a midas chasidus from the anshei maisa, but not from the so that's what I would say, the pashtus. That again, if it's clearly there. You know, like the example I gave you, if you have raisin bran, the luyitzor, the raisins would be treif, and the bran is kosher, even though there's more bran than raisins, say, okay? So you can't say, well, there's more bran than raisins, so it's but even if there'd be yeshishim, say, whatever. But you see, it's right there, you see it, you see the witch of a caller. You know, let's say you have raisin challah, the raisins are treif, or chocolate chip challah, and the chocolate chips are treif or milchik or something like that. You know, what would be you know, the same type of question.
Oh, but what you described is that it's a real chiyuv if the chaylev or the challah is the time of the bundle. That's an association in this case.
No, because maybe the whole idea of nikr, einu nikr, means, in other words, the Torah gave us a din bittul when the thing was not nikr. But here you could make it nikr, so then maybe you're mechuyev to make it nikr. Maybe the whole thing of bittul is because,
it says it's nikr. Since you're able to make it nikr,
doesn't it? Right. So that's called nikr because, but what I'm telling you now is that, let's say, so you see from the sources that maybe that's just a chumrah. Maybe that's not nikr hadin. And then the other possibility is to make a chiluk between something, the bekal or the bekoshi, which is. So that's. But this Ramah, was very. It was very quoted it was very much quoted in the time when people were making these signs. We'll have a shear on the din of the bogs and the water, a separate shear to discuss yes or no, in that manner.
Is it true in Mitzias that you can add water to a pot of this will actually congeal?
Okay, whatever the Mitzias is in that particular situation. I'm willing to accept the Mitzias. I'm willing to accept the Mitzias. The question is, does therefore that it become a chiv or not? That's the question.
I mean, is this another example of where the Ramah seems to have only had the Mordechai? So, like, where you can ask the question, like, what if the Ramah had the original Talmud of the Sefer HaSupos?
No, because your grandfather would say that the word tzarech just means.
Oh, I love that. Right, meaning it is right.
Means it's a good thing. But not necessarily.
Why
does
the discussion of eschmanar tzarech?
So, in other words, the discussion in by Sfeik Sfeika with the tzarech levara by. By Rov Tzarech Levara. Right. So this is, first of all, this is a din in Bittul Barov.
There's no
beer. Yeah, so the concept of Bittul Barov b'taruvus, like Moshe just said, that's a question of, is this called a taruvus? So it's like Rav Shechter always points out, a taruvus is rov heter miyat isu and the isu einu nikar. And is this called einu nikar? Yeah. I'll show you let us look. On page 12. Okay. So this is the Shaila. This comes up every once in a while. What's it that every once in a while, you know, people make mistakes in the kitchen? You know, you'll be eating dinner, and all of a sudden, you say, lo and behold, we're eating hamburgers for dinner or chicken, and we're using the milch cutlery. Right? Every once in a while, that could happen, a mistake. So it could be a Seder Ben Yom, so you could still eat it, but now it's hot. So according to some sheets, it could be that it became a treif, the kelim. So what do? You put it aside to machshir. But you know how it works. From my life experience, you know, you put it aside, and then, you know, till you get around to... And we have like a whole stack of things that need to be. But then every once in a while, the cleaning lady, she means well, and she sees that, so she just puts it back in the drawer. And now what? So if it's so, there is a concept that if you have a kli that strafe, and then it was mixed in other kelim, so then it could be just like yovish b'yovish is batel chad betray. So the same thing with kelim. You have one non-kosher fork. And 10 kosher forks, and the lady put it back before you got a chance to machshir. So you could machshir now all the forks, but that's a pain in the neck. There's only one fork that was really problematic, and now you're gonna. So the Rash Mashita is that's called what? Chad betray batel. Just like Yavish B'Yavish. Where is this Rashba? On page 12. The two parts of the Rashba. There's the middle part here. This part over here. This part of the Rashba. That's the Bayis Aruch. And then he has a more of a Kitzer thing. It's Bayis HaKotzer. Both written by the Rashba.
Why did he write it in two parts?
Why did he write it in two parts? It's hard to know the. Yeah, sometimes they have kitzer, you know. Yeah, so sometimes they do these things. So. But that's the reality. So kli matches, take a look in the page 12 on the right. Kli matches oshal eitz nesa b'blias. Yisurim. Min ha'isurim v'nis arim b'acherim ve'inu nikar eizo afal pisha efshal agilu lachziru lachshiro yira li she'in donu oso kedover sheyesh bomatirin lasas kulam ad she'gilu olyu lahabdam But usually we have a concept of dovisheshlo matirin. The classic dovisheshlo matirin is you have two eggs that are kosher, and then there was a beitza shenolda b'shabbos b'yontif, and now that you can't eat on Shabbos because it's mukza. So now the two eggs mixed together with this third egg, and so could we say, so you could eat it now because it's batel chad betray? Or we say, no, it's a davishational material, because once you get to Motzai Shabbos, there's no issa. So why, right? So the concept is, if it's something that's going to become mutter anyway, so that's called a davishational material, and the Midrabanan, it's not batel. Midrabanan, one second now. Midrabanan, it's not batel. So, but he says, so you could always machshir kalim. So why should you ever have bittul? No, because that's a pain in the neck. It's davishishal matir means it's naturally going to become mutter without having to do any effort or something like that. Like, so mukta is just wait till after Shabbos, and then the din of mukta is over. So it's it's naturally going to become mutter. So he says, so the same thing over here, but since it's a big tircha to be machshir the kalim and whatever, so therefore the Rashba says it's not a davishishal material, so then it's chad betray batel. Yeah, Avi, what do you want to say?
I was gonna, I guess, talk about the nature of like davishishal material, that if it's happening over time, that the time itself will be matir it, then it will be davishishal material. But if I think if there's an action, that if you don't do the action, then it won't be, matir. Then I guess it wouldn't. I guess that's what that would be. Why it would be the it would not fall into the case of davishishal matir, and that's why we could rely on bittul, because like it would have to be an action to be matir, not just happening naturally over time.
Yeah. So that's the. Right. So the question is how much of a tircha is it?
It's not just based on that.
Right.
The next day, that fork will become not in town of gum after 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, so now there is on page 13. Is the Berak HaBayis. That's the Ra'ah. And he makes his Chasagas on the Rashba. The Rashba wrote the Torah HaBayis. And then the Ra'ah says, you got to make some, you have a couple of leaks in the pipes. Things that he doesn't agree with. The general rule is the Ra'ah is always fascinating, but usually we don't paskin like the Ra'ah. Ra'ah usually doesn't win. In halacha, the Rashba wins. Ra'ah does not win. But it's always good to, one year, Rav Soloveitchik decided that he's teaching Yerideya. He's only just going to teach the Torah HaBayis of the Rashba. That's because it's just not even the Shulchan, not just the Torah HaBayis of the Rashba, with the Ra'ah. And you can say a lot of Ilam Shiurim on that, because it's always interesting. So the Berak HaBayis makes an interesting comment here on page 13. Okos of B'kli Shetef, Shabola, you see on the right side of page 13 in the Berak HaBayis. Okos of B'kli Shetef, Shabola, Min Ha'Isser, Min Esther, V'Yachakach, Nisari B'Chayim, Sh'Roi L'Aduno, B'Dovash Eishlo Matirin, Sh'Roi Efshar L'Akshirin. So first he discusses, is it a davishishal material? That's what the Rashba was discussing. But he says, davishishal material, and that's only a shayla of the Rabbana. Maybe it shouldn't be batel. He says, I think, says the Ra'ah, that if you have a treif kli, that when there's a sarev and kosher kalim, it's not batel, min ha-Torah. Why not? Isn't this a perfect example of Yovish V'Yovish Chad Betray? He says, when there's Nikar Isser, there's no Heter. V'Elo Bittel, V'Chol Dover She'efsha L'Hotzi Ha'Isser B'Socho, Ha'Reker Nikar Isser. Like we said before, he says, it's Nikar Isser if you can remove it. V'Kevin She'Kem Ze Efsha B'Hagala. He says, you can do Hagala. So that means you can get rid of the Isser. You can get, you'll just put all the kalim in the hot water. You'll get rid of the Isser. So then you'll be able to get the Isser out. And therefore, if you get the Isser out, that's the same svara that we've been saying till now. He says that it's Nikar Isser. Because even though it's not Nikar, I don't know which fork is the one that's problematic. But I don't need to know. Because the whole idea of Nikar Isser is, since it's Nikar, you can remove it. So if you can remove it, even though you're never going to know which is the one, you'll do a mass hagala. You'll have, how many forks do you have? I mean, you'll have 10 forks. You'll boil up water. You'll throw them in, whatever. You'll do a mass hagala, and you'll remove it. In the end, I don't know which one was the one that was problematic, but who cares? I'm able to remove the Isser. That's what Nikar Isser is. It's not so much Nikar. Since it's Nikar, I can remove it, so I don't have to rely on Bittel. Right. So that's why he argues on the Rashba. And he says that Heksha Kalim is not a din of Bittel, because all Heksha Kalim is Nikar
Ha'Isser.
Right, if it'd be a Kli Cheres, that would be more... Yeah, it would be a Kula. But you see, so he is a proponent of this notion of making something... So here, it's not exactly that you make it... In other words, in the case of the Ramah, you make it Nikar, then you can remove it. Here, okay, in other words, it's not that you make it Nikar, but it's the same principle. That Nikar just means, since it's Nikar, I can remove it. So here, I'll remove it through Heksha. So therefore, he does not like the Hechelish of the Rashba, the Ra'ah. But as I told you, the Ra'ah, it's a very lumda shavort, the Ra'ah. It's a lumda shavort, but if you look at Shulchan Aruch on page 14, says Klisha Nesar Bablias Isser. Shinasar Bachairim, page 16, Veinu Nikar, Bottle Barov, Vein Donim Sokadovish Limitirin, Fishatar Hotzialov Otsos Lagilo, etc. So the Shulchan Aruch just passes like the Rashba straight up. If you look at the Shach, he makes mention of the Ra'ah on the top line, page 16. He says, V'ra'ah b'bedek habayis meisig al ha-rashba v'omer d'hacha taim achrina ikat de'en lo bitol d'vam mitab edovish yish lo muktir v'kol heichat d'nikar iser e'en lo bitol kevin de'efshar l'hotzi ha-iser misocha like the ha-gol ha-vikin nikar iser and so she'erich umara b'tshuva kol agam ken ha-rashba. Of course, the Mario others argue, but at the end of the day, the field is that the film called Echo of the Arts of the Stanish and Akhamay Space, the Rashba Tour, or Kotsu, the Lahavid and Shim Shasar, or Tiel of Otsos, Hanish Lamatir, Minator, Beloshim Otsos, Kulam Otsing, etc. Okay. So he mentions that there are other shittas, but the Maisa, the Mechaber, doesn't even quote this opinion. I have to see if the Mechaber had I told you I wrote a whole thing. Someone wrote a whole article in the Mashbir. It's a Torah journal in memory of Ravadi Yosef, going through which Rishon of the Beis Yosef had and which Rishon of the Beis Yosef didn't have. And then in the following article edition, I wrote a follow-up article explaining different Piskei Halacha based on this fellow's article, which Rishonim he had. And then I explained why the Beis Yosef didn't pass him like this halacha and that halacha, because based on all those Rishonim that he proved that the Beis Yosef never had. So you have to see if there are always included in the Okay, so that's the yesod here. But in the end of the day, we'll see more examples of this. But in the end of the day, it's not, you know, if you look in the Darkei Tshuva, page 17, it says, "Lasir misham avu mokum dika torah gadol." He quotes. Oh, so the Darkei Tshuva, yeah, you have three. You have an index. It's the Munkat, well, the Munkat's father, right? The Darkei Tshuva. The Milchas Elazar wrote Chaim Elazar Shapiro. He was the Munkat Rebbe. His father was what? Sweet.
I think that's
your brother. Right. That's his father. Right? Tzvi Hirsch Shapiro. Tzvi Hirsch
Shapiro of
Munkach.
That's
who they quote.
That's what they're saying he wrote.
Right. Yeah. That's his father. And Munkacher is Chaim Elazar Shapiro. Now, if you never saw the clip of the Munkacher, you're mechuyev to see the clip of the Munkacher. There's a famous clip, the famous Munkacher Chasana. You have to, that's a chiv deraisa to see. It's the Munkacher had a daughter, and she married, so they had one daughter. She married him off to this big Talmud Chacham. What was his name? Rav Baruch Rabinowitz is his name. And he obviously was a big Talmud Chacham. Munkach is not going to just marry off his daughter to, and the whole world went to that chat. You should see, you got to see it, the clip. And you see how everyone was going like with things like bicycles. It was a clip from Munkach. You got to see the clip, the Munkach Chasana. And at the Chasana, the Munkach Rebbe gave his famous speech about Chil Shabbos in America. He was yelling. You gotta, it's something to see.
If you never saw, from 1933?
Something like that, yeah. You see it?
Yeah, so I just found it, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta
see it.
You wanna put it on the chat, Yehuda?
I just did it. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the chat.
Yeah, so.
So he was a big. So the Michas Elazar was the Munkacher Rebbe. It was a big goal, big person, big everything. And then his son-in-law was also very big. The only problem is the son-in-law just became a Shtickle Tziyani, and that was, so that caused issues. So therefore, basically, he never became the Rebbe because he couldn't, you know. So they skipped a generation. And present Munkacher Rebbe, if you ever go to Sintas Beis HaShoeva, it's a Borough Park. So there's Munkach on about 14th Avenue there. And Munkach, so he's a grandson of the Michas Elazar because they skipped that generation. I mean, he already was Nifter, his father. But they skipped that that generation, and he became, he learned the tells, actually. There's the grand, there was a card rebbe, a grandson of thought. There's a whole and he was so that's so this is the father. So basically he made a compendium. So this is the father of the Chassamaza. He made a compendium of different achronim on Shulchan Aruch Yeridaya. So he says, it's sort of, you know, what we would call today, it's sort of like a Mishnah Brewer type thing. Because he quotes different things. So he writes here, it's a very, you know, it's a classic work. So he writes, Lasir Misham Afim Bachim Dika Torah. But it could be if you say that the whole thing is a Chumrah. So Afim Dika Torah, the Chumrah, you know, goes as far as even if it's, you know, Ika Torah. But in the end of the day, it seems that we, you know, it could be that the Meikar Halacha is not. It was, as we said, it could be that the whole din is just the Chumrah, Anshei Maisa. And not, and this would be relevant to bug situation. I mean, there are a lot of issues with the bug situation. But one of the things is that maybe there's a mile to it, but maybe not a chiv. Rav Belsky pointed out that he thinks it's improper to filter. Because basically, Rebelsky's sheet is that the bugs, if they grow in the water, in the wells, so then there's no iser once it's the mokum gidulo. But once it's porish from the mokum, so then it's aser. So if it's porish and then it falls back in, now you made it aser. So he says if you're gonna filter the tainas. So a lot of times the filter will take the bugs out, but then you're not gonna, things can fall back in, and then you're gonna create the yes. So his sheet was that filtering is a chisaron. But okay, so that's a longer discussion, and also there's a discussion whether maybe this is not called nira l'ayin, if for so many years. No one saw it. Now all of a sudden, yeah, right. That's why I asked Reb David Feinstein in the sukkah. You know, how did the your father didn't filter the water? You know, so you think he? It's hard to believe to say that they, well these rabbanim, dichshal in bach. So he said, well, they didn't know. That's one way of saying it. Or the other way of saying it, they didn't know they were all takub b'shogeg, cholam b'shgaga. Or you could say, no, since it was not noticeable, maybe noticeable also has to be noticeable, behedya. It's not with
microscope.
Yeah, or even not microscope, but even something that's not. So that's, well, when we get to the packet on that topic, we'll see more. But this became, this whole Ramah, the people that wanted to make the Isser quoted this Ramah in their statement of the declaration of Isser. That this Ramah, you see, that you always have to revire. Okay, it's a little bit more. Maybe we'll continue this packet next time. There's some more things to look at. But this is a very important yisod. That's what I say. In Taruvas, you get all the important yisodas. That's why my sheet, like Rabbi Willichel, is always to do Taruvas first. Because Taruvas is all the yisodas. And Basu B'Cholam is just one form, but you have to understand the principles that everything is based on. So this is, so your Dias HaTaruvas, that was one principle, Dikar Issa is another principle, and you understand the ideas, etc.
Okay, Rav Moshe. Okay, it's good to see you all. Rav Hashem should have a good day, and Rav Hashem will continue on Wednesday. Rav Hashem, see you after the Shmaya.